strawberry shortcake. They just do this egg with a lot of strawberry. We make huckleberry shortcake too. Huckleberry pie is one of the best tasting things you've ever eaten. They, little bushes don't grow up at about 8 or 10 inches high. And they have a blueberry that grows up high as your head. They make good pies. They eat those. When we lived on the farm, we used to go huckleberry picking. We had a regular, probably 15 or 20 acres that just grew wild out there. Go out there and take all those chips. We didn't know about the snakes. We didn't worry about snakes. We'd pick 5 or 6 quarts of those things, take them home. Huckleberry pie and huckleberry pudding, they used them for everything. But snakes are in the huckleberry. They stay in that because the birds come down to eat them. Fly around on the ground and eat the berries. So the snakes hang around the huckleberry. When I was bird hunting later, I never liked to hunt through them. Even if I did have, I got snake legs. They can't bite through, but I still don't like to go through and eat with them on.
We're talking about cherries and so forth. What do you call the inside part of the cherry that you can't eat?
Pippin.
Is there anything inside that?
I never had broken one of them.
What about the inside part of
the
peach that you can't eat?
Peach seeds, yeah. They mix. Some people eat the inside of those peach seeds. I don't know what they do or not. I never have grown any peaches, but I had a few trees when I was a boy. Dad bought them from West Virginia. Of them. They didn't grow very well, but one or two of them did. I think we planted 6 and we got 2 good trees.
What kind were they?
The ones that grew and they were kind of flat. Big ones and one nice like some up in South Georgia. Boy, they're nice up there. They're great big tree stones.
Yeah.
You break them open, the piece just falls out.
What do you call that other kind? You know, that don't break out like that? What do you call those?
I don't know, they cling peaches. The peaches cling to the seed. You can't get them off. You've got to eat the seed off of it almost. Well, that's got it mighty cold to break it off of there.
What kind of nuts would grow around here? What kind of?
Well, the pecan trees that grow down here, they don't grow near as well as they do in North Florida, but they grow. We have some of them. I had about 10 of them up on my place in Madison. I had 2 watts the house did. My wife William Hedge did. And it had about 10 of those trees on it. Every year we'd pay some colored boys to come by and shake the trees, pick up the nuts, and they'd send us down a dead big bag full. Sometimes we'd have half a bushel.
Did they grow almonds or walnuts around here?
I never have seen them grow. I don't think so. Too far south. Those trees, paper shell pecan trees up there later on, they grafted them. And all of those regular pecan trees. But we, all ours, was a little hard. We had to do a lot of picking to get the meat out of them.
They grow peanuts?
Yeah, peanuts will grow down here, but again, they don't grow as well as they do when the clay subsoil like they in Georgia.
You ever heard them call peanuts anything else besides peanuts?
Call them goobers. Cracker Barrel call them goobers. I didn't know what they were talking about.
Yeah. Where do the walnuts usually grow? Do they grow up?
I think they grow from the north. I think they're up around Virginia. I don't know whether they grow any in Alabama or not. Seemed to me like I saw some when I was in Virginia.